A warm welcome to everyone. Happy anniversary. 50 years, that's a big milestone. 50th anniversary, a golden anniversary. That's why there's so much gold around here. Golden flowers, golden balloons, golden everything. Now our 50th anniversary, our golden anniversary, which we actually have been celebrating all year as a kind of jubilee year, is on December 8th, which is Monday. So you might ask, well, why are we gathered today for our foundation day if our real anniversary is on December 8th? Well, this is actually part one of a two-part celebration. Let me tell you the story of how this plan developed. Early on in our discussions, we looked at the calendar naturally, and we saw that December 8th, which at the time seemed very far away, lands on a Monday in 2025. And Monday is a difficult day to hold a big celebration. We thought people won't be able to come. They have to go to work or they have to go to school. Even our men's choir wouldn't be able to come, we thought, and because it's on a Monday. So, and this is the 20th anniversary of the Iowa Men's Choir, so that would just not be acceptable to have the celebration without them. The choir has to be present for the anniversary. So we decided, well, let's just hold the celebration on the Saturday before December 8th. We've often done that in the past because Saturday is a better day to get people together. Well, before long, we realized, or we remembered, that December 8th is now a holiday in the Philippines. So maybe we can hold our Foundation Day celebration on Monday after all, December 8th, that's the day itself. And so I was in favor of dropping the idea of having a celebration on the Saturday before, because we already have one scheduled for Monday. But at this point, I was made to understand that since today is my birthday, December 6th, we're going to have a celebration today, whether I approve of it or not. So no choice. We have to have one today, and we have to have one on December 8th. So both, why not? Why not have both? Two celebrations. And as it turns out, this has been a very beautiful providence, because many people aren't able to come to one or the other. Many of our friends and our old friends and neighbors, some can't come today, but they said, oh, come on Monday. Some can't come on Monday. Well, you're here today. So thanks be to God, it's worked out this way. But even though it's all worked out and we're happy for the providence of it, on December 6th, we found out later, the Diocese of Parañaque was planning a big celebration for the anniversary of the diocese, because the diocese was founded on December 7th. So in St. Andrew's Cathedral this morning, there's a big diocesan day, not only to celebrate the anniversary, but also to formally conclude the Jubilee year, 2025, in the diocese. So it's a big affair. It's going on right now, or I think the Mass is at 10. So it conflicts with our Anuim celebration, and we have to take second place, but some people have to go to the cathedral. And on December 8th, we found out later, there's another big celebration planned in the diocese, the National Shrine of Mary, Help of Christians, which is also here in Parañaque, will be formally designated as a minor basilica. A big deal. Ceremony, I think the Papal Nuncio will be there. And the Mass will be on Monday at 3 p.m. And our Mass here on Monday will be at 2 p.m. with Bishop Fabadico. So that leaves us once again kind of second place. A bigger event is going to attract some people away. But there's something fitting about this, isn't there? I mean, this is the Anuim spirit. This is part of what it means to be Anuim, to be poor in spirit. It's typical of the poor to go unnoticed, to be put in the last place. That's Anuim, no buddies, no special attention, just the leftovers. And in the spiritual life, that's a very good thing, to be poor. In the spiritual life, it's a good thing not to be noticed or to be put in last place. That's good. So if you were not invited to the big celebration at the cathedral this morning, or if you didn't even know about it, or if you're not invited to the big celebration at Mary Help of Christians on Monday, or if you don't even know about it, that's because you belong here. You belong here with the remnant people, the little ones, the Anuim. We're celebrating a great milestone, yes, but with a spirit of littleness, with a spirit of hiddenness. Okay, so here we are today. We're celebrating our 50th Foundation Day with a joyful fiesta. And then on Monday, we will celebrate again our real anniversary on the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Everybody's welcome to come back if you can, 2 o'clock on Monday. Now, in the past few months, especially in the last few weeks, I've offered a number of reflections on the theme that we chose for our Golden Jubilee. The theme is Anuim at 50, Our Journey of Life in the Heart of the Church. And I have also noted a few times that our 50 years as a community is something like the 50 Hail Marys we pray when we pray the Rosary. So I'm not going to repeat any of those reflections. Today I want to keep the message simple and shorter, so I decided to choose just one word from today's gospel. And that word is go. G-O. Go. Well, G-O exclamation point. Go. I took this from today's gospel when Jesus sent out the 12. He said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go. G-O. What does the G stand for? This should be obvious to anyone in Ireland. The G stands for gratitude. Gratitude, of course. It's a miracle that we exist at all. Even 1 year would be an occasion for great gratitude. But now we're 50 years. It's just grace upon grace upon grace. And that's, we have to give thanks to God for this gift. We're grateful for the gift of the Anuim Charism. We're grateful for our founders, Father Francis, Sister Barbara. We're grateful for the countless blessings we've received over these 50 years. We're grateful for this shrine here, this place together. We're grateful for all the people who are here. We're grateful for the Anuim way, for the way of pondering the word in the heart, for the way of the liturgical life, the way into the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Yes. The way into the heart of the church. Yes. Gratitude. G. Simple. Very simple G. But very profound. We start with gratitude. O. What does the O stand for? This is not as obvious. So I'll just tell you, obedient faith. Obedient faith. I could have said just faith, of course, but that would leave us with GF. And that doesn't work, does it? GF in text language is girlfriend. So, and it's not in the gospel. So G-O, obedient faith, obedient faith. It is the scriptural term for faith, obedience of faith. Obedient faith is scriptural faith. It's faith in action. It's the faith which moves us to not only hear the word of God, but to hear the word of God and put it into practice. Obedient faith. It's the faith that makes it possible to put flesh on the word. This is the fundamental response that we're called to make to God all the time. And the perfect model of obedient faith, of course, Mary, our Queen Mother. Her faith is the faith that says, let it be done to me according to your word. And when she says it, the word becomes flesh in her. And every day we ask Mary in our prayer that we prayed at the beginning of the Mass, we ask her, open the eyes of our hearts with your faith, your obedient faith. If you want another example of obedient faith, think of Peter in his fishing boat when Jesus asks him to go out and lower the nets again. Remember that passage in the gospel? He has fished all night, a long and fruitless night. And here comes Jesus, says, go out into the deep water, lower your nets again. And Peter says to himself, that makes no sense. But if you say so, I will lower the nets again. That's obedient faith. If you say so, Lord, I'll do it. Obedient faith. And this is the faith that bears much fruit, or catches many fish. We want to use that example, obedient faith. And if you don't know what this is, well, then you don't know what Anuim is. Because without obedient faith, Anuim is nothing. We don't even exist. So that's O. What about this exclamation point? It's not a letter. It's just a punctuation mark. But it does indicate a spirit, doesn't it? Indicates an attitude. Go. Go. So God's word to us is not simply go. go, period, like, okay, okay lang. Sige, ikaw muna, go. Ganyan. It's not a casual go. It's not a go that says, oh, I don't really believe you, but maybe I'll do it anyway. Or I'll just go along with the crowd, or I'll just pay lip service to the Lord. Okay, I'll go. No, it's not go, period. And it's certainly not go, question mark. Go? Go? Go with doubt? Hesitation? No, this word is go. Go with emphasis, with joy, with courage, with fervor, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Go. Gratitude and obedient faith with the power of the Holy Spirit. If you want an example, think of Mary rushing into the hill country to visit Elizabeth. We'll be reflecting on that in Advent in a couple of weeks or in a few days. Rushing into the hill country. How does Mary go? Not slowly, not with hesitation. She's not lazy. She rushes with the urgency of the Holy Spirit. Go. Another example came to my mind. This will be the last example. The story of David and Goliath. I like this story because David is a real Anuin figure in that story. Not David, the great king, the great warrior. David, the shepherd boy. Inexperienced, young. He just happens to walk into the battlefield to visit his brothers when along comes this huge warrior, Goliath. He's the representative of the Philistines, the enemies. And as I say, David is this Anuim figure. He's this poor, lowly shepherd. And he's utterly dependent on God. If you want to use the language of Father Francis, as is inscribed on the memorial wall there, he's utterly dependent on God in a situation the world considers impossible. It's impossible for him to battle Goliath. How does he approach this fierce champion? Not with hesitation, not with fear, not with any uncertainty. He runs to the battle. He runs to the encounter with Goliath. That's the spirit of this message. Go. Go like David. And how can David do a thing like that? How can he go like that? Because he puts his trust in the Lord. And that's the spirit of our founders. That's the spirit of Father Francis and Sister Barbara, who started something that was nothing. It didn't exist. And they had nothing. But they launched out into the deep water in obedience of faith to the word of God, to the call of God. And because they did, and because many people followed this same call, we are where we are today. To borrow a line from today's first reading, this is the way. Walk in it. That's the message. This is the way. Walk in it. Go. This is the Anuim way. Go. So that's the simple message I want to leave with you today on our 50th Foundation Day. At least the message for this morning. Go. Don't leave the chapel, but go. Go. Meaning with gratitude, with obedient faith, and with joy, with, like Mary, with joy, with courage, with zeal, with the zeal that comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Go. Amen.